Chapter 2. The Sword in the Stone.
14 years later, King Uther calls Merlin to his bedside.
I'm dying, old friend. Take my sword. You know what to do with it.
Merlin takes Uther's sword to a churchyard in London and inserts it into a stone. The person who can pull this sword from the stone is England's true king. Many men come to try their luck and their strength, but nobody can remove the sword.
I can't move it. It's impossible.
Stand aside! Let me try!
Sir Hector, Kay and Arthur come to London for a tournament.
I want to be a famous knight when I'm older.
Don't be silly. You aren't strong or tall enough. Look, sword fighting.
Why don't you try, Kay?
I haven't got my sword. It's at the inn.
I can go and get it.
Arthur crosses the churchyard where the sword in the stone is.
There's a sword. I can take that to Kay. Nobody seems to want it. Then I don't need to go back to the inn.
Look! He's pulling the sword from the stone!
But no man can move the sword, and he's only a boy.
He is Uther's heir. He is the king!
Suddenly, Merlin appears.
Who are you? And what's happening? Why are they calling me king?
Because it's true, Arthur. I am Merlin the magician, and this is Uther's sword. You are now King of England.
Why are they kneeling?
Your job is finished, Sir Hector. Thank you for your care of Arthur. Now he must follow his destiny.